This is an NPR News special. I'm Neil Conan. With just 2 weeks of campaigning before the Iowa caucuses, we're joined here in Des Moines, Iowa, by six Democratic presidential contenders: Senator Kerry, Congressman Gephardt, Governor Dean, Ambassador Mosley Braun, Senator Lieberman, and Congressman Kucinich. We're going to switch subjects now and then talk a little bit about the economy and taxes. And Governor Dean, Peter Therian of Manchester, New Hampshire, emailed this question for you. You're proposing the elimination of President Bush's tax cuts, including the child tax credit. I'm the father of three children. My wife stays at home with them, and we have made great sacrifices to raise our family on one paycheck. How can you justify taking this money from us?
Ultimately, we will have a program of tax fairness for middle-class people. But the truth is, the Bush tax cuts gave people who make $1 million an average of $112,000 tax cut. 60% of Americans got a $304 tax cut. Now, I grant you, someone of this caller, I'm sure, did get more than $304. The fact is, we've got to balance the budget. I want health insurance for every single American. I've promised to fund special education, and there's some higher education programs that we want. If we're going to have jobs in America, we've got to balance the budget. If we're going to have a decent America joined with every other industrialized country in the world to have basic needs taken care of, we're going to have to do something about education, and we're going to have to do something about health care. The truth was, there was no middle-class tax cut for most people. For this individual, yes. But most people's tuitions have gone up more than $304. Their health care premiums have gone up more than $304 because the president pushed costs down to local people. Their property taxes have gone up more than $304 because he didn't fund No Child Left Behind, and he didn't fund special education. So in the balance, while individuals like the caller will have higher taxes, the fact is that I believe that if we were all paying the same taxes we paid when Bill Clinton was president, we could have the same kind of economy we had when Bill Clinton was president. And I think we cannot keep telling people we're going to give them all the programs they want, and then there's not going to be any sacrifice of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Joe Lieberman, you wanted to get on that.
Yeah, I mean, Howard and I have a disagreement on that. I don't know what he means when he says ultimately we're going to have a tax reform program. We're running for president now. We have to tell people what we want to do. He would repeal the middle-class tax cuts. That would cost middle-class families in New Hampshire, average family, $2,000 a year that they work so hard for. He would take it back. They need it to pay health insurance increases and education and child care increases. I'm going to step beyond that. I'm the only one who's proposed a new middle-class tax cut for 98% of the income taxpayers. It's fair, not just because the middle class is so stressed, but because if you look at who's paying for government, less and less is being paid by the rich and corporations and more by the middle class. They need a break. I'm going to give it to them.
Everybody wants to get in. Senator Kerry, I think you were next.
Well, Howard Dean's and Dick Gephardt's proposal to get rid of the tax cut raises taxes in several different ways. And his argument that he just made doesn't make sense. If their property tax went up, and if other taxes have gone up mainly because of the tax cut for the wealthy, nothing that Howard is proposing lowers that burden. In fact, he's going to add to it, because the person with the child credit loses their child credit. You lose the 10% bracket, and you're taxed at 15% instead of 10%, and he reinstates the marriage penalty. So Howard Dean has a program to raise people's taxes beyond the increases they've already paid in tuition, because he's not lowering the tuitions, beyond their health care costs, because those are up, and so he's going to increase the burden on middle-class Americans.
I think we have to give Governor Dean an opportunity to respond.
I'll take that, and then I hope Dick responds, because we're on the same side on this one as well. I think what John just said is hogwash. The reason the taxes have gone up, the reason the taxes have gone down is because George Bush cut $304 of taxes for most 60% of Americans. In return, they got higher college tuitions. In Iowa, $816 increase in the last year, higher health care premiums, and higher property taxes. If I do this the way I want to do, everybody's going to have health insurance in America. That's exactly the middle-class person that wrote in about their kids. They're going to have health insurance they can afford. Those three kids are going to be able to afford college, which they can't do now. I think my way of running the tax program and making sure that all middle-class people can send their kids to college, can have adequate health insurance, and will reduce their property taxes because we'll fully fund special education.
Howard just suggested
middle-class people get a better deal from President
Governor Dean.
Yes.
Howard just suggested it was hogwash. It's not. Angela Runkle lives right here in Des Moines. She's a reservist and a nurse. She earns $55,000 a year with a husband. She has five kids. She already has health care. She's not going to be helped. She's going to pay an additional $2,200 of taxes. April Balog, She's a coder over here at the hospital. She's going to pay an additional $1,900. These people can't afford Howard Dean's increase in taxes.
Let's get some other voices in. That was Senator John Kerry. Dennis Kucinich.
First of all, we have to recognize that the Bush tax cut removed much of the progressivity from our tax system. It placed the Treasury in record deficits, and it was part of anti-growth economic policies, and together with the war has made a shambles of our economy. As President of the United States, what I would do is to move forward with a Progressive Tax Act of 2005, which would ensure an equal tax burden on all taxpayers. It would provide tax relief for workers and families. It would provide for a $2,000 simplified family credit. It would close the corporate loopholes, and it would eliminate the Bush tax cuts that went to the people in the top brackets. That, together with a single-payer universal health care system, can help restore our economy.
We'll go first to Ambassador Mosley Braun and then to Congressman Gephardt.
Well, first to Dennis. Thank you, Dennis, because you're exactly right. Dennis is exactly right. And part of the dirty little secret in all of this is that the conversation about the income tax misses the point that 80% of the American people pay more in payroll taxes than they do in income taxes. And so for the average working person, the burden on their payroll tax has gone up because of the health care costs, because of the cost in the work, the tide of the workplace. And their costs have gone up because of the shifting from the national government to state and local government. So for income tax refund that you may have gotten, you've seen your fees and charges and license plate fees and everything else has gone up, and that is part of the end of the progressivity that that Dennis talks about, that we have to redress and get some balance.
Congressman Gephardt.
I want to respond directly to Senator Kerry's basic argument. I think that we need to help everybody with health care insurance. That's what my plan does. And to go against your argument, I'm going to give $3,000 to the average family in economic benefits instead of the $500 or $700 that they get under the Bush tax cuts. Further than that, you have a proposal that you put out to have a holiday from people paying their Social Security tax and companies from paying the tax. I think that's a risky proposal. I don't see how we beat George Bush if we're going to undermine the Social Security system as part of our tax system.
I think now Senator Kerry gets a chance to respond.
That was a proposal that was put out when we were first talking about the tax cuts, because 20 million Americans don't pay income tax. That's what Carol Mosley Braun was talking about. And the only way to get them a benefit, so they actually got some money back in their pocket and could pay their bills, was to give them a refundable payroll tax credit on a one-year basis, Dick. It does nothing to undermine Social Security. In fact, it strengthened the purchasing power in the economy. But coming back to this issue that you and Howard are doing, look, here's the reality. Here in Iowa, tuitions have gone up $1,800. Healthcare has gone up about $800 out-of-pocket expenses. You're going to add to those people's burden the taking away the child credit, taking away the 10% bracket. Everybody in Iowa will pay additional taxes at 15%, and the marriage penalty be reinstated. Now, there's a terrific message. Democrats in America,
Senator Kerry,
if you get married, you ought to pay more taxes. I think it's wrong.
We'll go to Senator Lieberman and then to Governor Dean.
There is something that all of us agree on. We want to deny George Bush a second term and give America a fresh start. I don't know of a case where a Democratic candidate for president has been elected who called for a massive increase in taxes on the middle class. These are our people. This is what America is all about. They are hurting more today than I have ever seen them hurting in my adult life. Health insurance premiums choking them. Child care impossible to pay for. Education, the cost of living generally. They need the tax cut that we fought for over the last 3 years. And frankly, they need more. And again, that's why I'm proposing an additional tax cut. $2,700 more under my plan in the pocket of the average family of four in New Hampshire than Howard Dean would leave there. They worked hard for it. They ought to be able to keep it.
Governor Dean.
Let me make 2 points briefly. First, I don't know Angela Runkel, but if she has 5 kids, she's going to have to send them to college. And under my plan, she's a whole lot better off than she is under Senator Kerry's plan.
Under
the plan I have to help people with $10,000 a year per kid for 4 years to help them get through college.
I have a plan to get through college, Howard.
If you would let him finish, sir, please.
What about their tax?
Senator Kerry, if you would let Governor.
No, the issue is that there are too many politicians who've run for president over the years who promise everybody everything and then say, but we got to balance the budget. And that's what we're seeing right here. I want to balance this budget. I balance budgets. That's what governors do. If we don't balance the budget in this country, we're not going to have jobs. We're not going to have prosperity. You cannot promise people tax cuts, college education, health care, and whatever else you want, and say, oh, it'll all be fine. That's what George Bush is doing. I want fiscal responsibility in this country, but I want to help middle-class people send their kids to college. You cannot have tax cuts and help people send their kids to college at the same time.
If you'll allow me, I'll take the follow on this. Governor Dean, you have made the following campaign promises: a new health care plan, more money for education, more money for police officers, homeland security, the fight against AIDS. You think the United States should buy back the entire uranium stockpile held by the former Soviet Union, even if you do repeal the Bush tax cuts. Surely that's not going to be enough to pay for all
of
that.
Well, as a matter of fact, it is. The Bush tax cut is $3 trillion, $2.4 trillion in money taken out of the Social Security Trust Fund and put in a deficit, and $600 billion of additional interest costs. $3 trillion not only does all those things that I talked about, but it also leaves enough money to begin to start the process of balancing the budget.
Congressman, let's get Congressman Kucinich. We've not heard from him for a bit. And then we'll go to Senator Kerry and then to Congressman Gephardt.
It's interesting.
Back over that side of the table, too.
It's interesting to hear Governor Dean's assertion about how he won't balance the budget, or how he will try to balance the budget, when he refuses to admit that there needs to be cuts in the bloated Pentagon budget. I don't see how in the world, when you have something that at this point takes up about 50% of the discretionary budget of this country.
Congressman Kucinich is holding up a pie chart, which not truly effective on the radio.
50%. Well, it's effective if Howard can see it. 50% of the budget's taken up by defense. How are you going to balance the budget if you refuse to cut the bloated Pentagon budget?
Governor Dean?
Actually, the reason I don't think we can afford to cut the Pentagon budget is we're not safe enough. I'm with Dick
Gephardt. So would you increase it?
I'm with Dick Gephardt. I don't believe we ought to build tactical battlefield nuclear weapons because they're not effective against terrorists. I don't think we should build out Star Wars because it's failed too many tests. But our soldiers aren't getting paid enough. We don't have adequate intelligence, either human intelligence or cyber intelligence. We don't have adequate special ops forces, which is what the forces we really need to attack terrorism is. So I don't think that you can say you're going to cut the defense budget and still defend the United States of America. I don't want to build some of the programs that you don't want to build, but their needs are there, and I don't think we're going to have a net cut in the defense budget.
Senator Lieberman.
Somebody made the point about paying for the tax cuts. It's a good point. Look, George Bush just passed these tax cuts and didn't pay for them. That's why we have the largest deficit in our history that people are going to pay hundreds of billions of dollars for years and generations to come. The additional tax cut that I'm proposing for 98% of the income taxpayers in America, the broad middle class, I'm asking the top 2% to pay for it. It's fiscally responsible. Secondly, when you repeal all the tax cuts of the last 3 years, you also repeal some tax cuts and incentives for small businesses to make the kinds of investments that will help us create some of the jobs, millions of jobs, that have been lost under George W. Bush.
Ambassador Mosley Braun and then Senator Kerry.
You know, to ask the old, what used to be called the Ronald Reagan question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? The fact of the matter is, under the last Democratic president, we had an economy that was working and beginning to work better than ever for all of the American people. Now we, because of the trickle-down economics of this administration, they've passed this tax cut. Frankly, the permanent parts of it will go to benefit the people who need it the least. Dennis's point is well taken. It's a matter of progressivity and fairness. And we do not have tax fairness. We don't have tax fairness at the national level. And the tax shifting to state and locals is absolutely reprehensible. So getting a balanced budget, having some fiscal responsibility, making certain that our tax code and our economy works for every American is the goal that those of us who are running to replace George Bush want to achieve.
Ambassador Mosley Braun, Senator Kerry.
Neil, Angela Runkle and millions of other people in this country are not going to be better off tomorrow, next year, the year after, under Howard Dean's and Dick Gephardt's plan, because they're going to pay additional taxes now on top of the health care costs, on top of the tuition costs, other life costs they have today. But here's the more important thing. In balancing the budget, Howard Dean has just said he wants to balance it. He said it 4 years. He said 5 years. He wants to balance the budget in a shorter period of time than Bill Clinton did. We balanced the budget with Bill Clinton, but we learned we don't have to take it out of the hides of the middle class. I believe that we can balance the budget, cut the deficit in half in 4 years, but close loopholes for these corporations that go to Bermuda, one of which, incidentally, was in many of which were in Vermont, where Howard Dean gave up tax revenue to create a snowy Bermuda in the fields of Vermont. It's wrong.
I wanted to get back to Congressman Gephardt on this question. Go back to the original email question we got from Peter Therry in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Peter caused a lot of trouble here.
He certainly did. Yeah. He's got a lot to answer for. But you said in the candidates' debate 2 days ago here in Des Moines that you are ready to tell the country if they like the Bush tax cuts, vote for Bush. Are you telling Mr. Therrien that he should, of Manchester, New Hampshire, that he should vote for George Bush?
I put it in a comparison. I say if you like the Bush tax cuts, you think that's the best as it gets, then vote for George Bush. But if you want health care that can never be taken away from you, vote for me, because that's my I have the best plan on health care. But I want to go back to some of the points that have been made here. If we're going to beat George Bush, we've got to take him on questions like Social Security and Medicare. I think John's proposal on undermining what I think will undermine the Social Security Trust Fund will not allow us to beat George Bush. That the Republicans have wanted to get rid of Social Security and privatize it. And I've said many times that I think Howard's position on Medicare is one that won't allow us to defeat George Bush. Howard was with the Republicans in the mid-90s when they were for a $270 billion cut in Medicare, which would devastated the program. He said Medicare was the worst federal program ever, the worst thing that ever happened. I don't see how we can beat George Bush with that position.
And there, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it for now. You're listening to the NPR WOI Democratic Presidential Debate from Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Neil Conan. This is an NPR News special.